Unscripted.
Unshackled.
Uncouth.
What you're about to hear is for mature ears only.
It's Miguel Fuller.
I would show anything. I'd show my hee-hee and my hoo-hoo and my ha-ha.
Holly O'Connor.
Hey, Daddy, you want to take this to the bedroom?
And Scotty the Body.
I am officially not only the grill daddy, but I'm a hot grill daddy.
Oh, wow.
It's the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
Only from Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Happy beginning of the week to ya. We are, you can listen on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, and also on YouTube. Ooh. You can watch the podcast go down.
That's right.
And Holly, you just like burled up.
Yeah.
Like you were a bear about to hibernate for the winter time.
I get cold around this time because I am supposed to be drinking my water.
Holly.
And it's ice water.
Mm-hmm.
And I am drinking it, but then it makes me so cold.
Mm. And it like for some reason gets super cold in the studio.
Is that right? Like, does it get colder now than normally in the morning?
For some reason, after 10 a.m., it's like freezing in the studio for some reason.
I thought it was because for a while I was like, why the hell am I so cold?
Right.
And so that's why I pitted it on the water because I was like, I guess I really go to town on that water around now. But then I'm like, wow, it's colder in here too. So I just had to put a second sweatshirt on. It's fine. I'm fine.
It's like cold now, but then come July when we're in here during the show and it's like so nice. And then as soon as you walk outside, you're like, it's so oppressively hot.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay. I think this just means I'm like now just a Floridian. I would rather have some hot right now.
I'm pretty done with the cold. I'm ready for it to be hot again.
I'm ready for hot.
Really? I want like this week and then, okay, we can start to warm up. Like, let me just have one more week because then the rest of the year it's hot and you can't open up the doors in your house because it's too humid. And so I'm like, just let me eke out one more little week here of being cold. I will tell you the only time, though, that it really does suck when it is cold is going to CrossFit because it's like in a warehouse and we don't have air conditioning in there anyway. And so your body just I'm so used to after doing CrossFit for almost 7 years now of in the middle of the summer, you walk in and you're just hot and you're sweaty.
Yeah.
But that's just what I'm used to. And so when it's cold right now,
it
is cold trying to work out.
My person runs and he's like, I can't run right now.
Yeah.
Because it's like an air difference. Like, first of all, the air is drier.
Yeah.
It hurts.
And it's colder and it hurts.
Lungs.
And
yes.
Then you just don't even feel like your normal self, I guess.
No, you don't feel like, ooh, my body's getting it. I'm going on all cylinders. Even in the middle of a workout, when you're like sweating, it still hurts inside of your body when it's this cold right now. So if you're listening and you live north somewhere, thank you for dealing with that all
it's
the time.
It's a different thing. Well, they are more used to going back and forth between hot and cold.
Right.
Because
right.
half the year is hot and half the year is cold. It's like we never experience this.
No.
Like 1 month out of the 12, here we are.
This is it.
Yeah.
Scott, a major congratulations to you. You have, 1 million views on your TikTok?
That's amazing!
Yeah, 1.1 million views on TikTok.
Now, what is this video? Yes. Is it something that you spend a lot of time putting together? What is it?
This is probably like the dumbest thing I've ever put on TikTok, and this is why I just don't understand the app. There's this like, not even a challenge, it's just trendy to go on TikTok and be like, you know, tell me your boyfriend's cheated on you or without telling me. So it's like, don't tell me something, but like show me.
Right.
And so I went on there and I was like, show me your pet is clingy without saying your pet is clingy. And I just got in front of my window and I just filmed it and I just posted. I forgot completely about it. And then I got on TikTok like the day after and like I've never seen that many notifications on my TikTok and it was at like 300,000 views and just hundreds and hundreds of people were like duetting my video.
Can you see how many like stitches and duets you have?
You could see how many people have used my sound, I think.
Oh.
I'm sure you could see the other one, but like,
oh wow.
Who even knows how to.
But for the sound for that one, it's, let's see. It is at 5,304 videos have
Holy
used
crap.
That sound.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
So Holly, I feel like we need to do one that's like that. Like show me your blank without telling me. So we need to, like, he did dogs or pets, which makes sense because Scott is like a golden retriever. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's on brand for you.
Yeah.
What would yours be? I feel like, because, I mean, pets and kids.
That would be the only thing I would do. I was like, there's got to be some kid-centered one. I don't know.
Like, show me your child is.
I would just keep it easy and be like, show me you're a parent without telling me you're a parent.
Oh, Holly, you got to do that. Oh, my gosh. I can already see the TikToks that people will create.
All right. I'm a think on that one.
Okay. I got to do.
But, Scott, you didn't even do one with it.
No, I didn't. Somebody actually made I didn't know because when people take your video and duet it on TikTok, like, they don't show your whole video. They show theirs.
Right.
And so I was like, well, like, let me just throw this up there. And then somebody commented, like, well, why didn't you show yours first? And they were getting all these likes on the comments. Like, because I don't have my dog here. Like, just duet the video. It's for you.
You're
it's
like,
not
just
for me.
Shut up and do it.
Yeah, it's like, I wanted to see your pets. My pet's not here, so shut up.
Mm. Is that Scott in an argument right there? Like, you don't even do it. Why'd you even say that?
Kind of. No, when I
was the other person, he's like, shut up!
I was like, Scott, you know what? Like, I don't know. It's just, I was waiting. I started to read the comments because I didn't know what people would say. Nothing was really bad, but I wanted to see, like, how toxic TikTok could get because usually it's a very young generation, and I feel like, you know, usually it's pretty positive, but then I also feel like the ones that are, like, just very vocal on social media and feel like they could just put down people. I was waiting for that
because
I was ready to kind of get myself all worked up, but I didn't see any except for the one that was like, why don't you show us yours? Well, because I didn't. That's all. You didn't need to see mine. Do yours.
Okay.
I need to, because I've already done, like, someone did, obviously, that show me you're gay without telling me.
That was so fantastic.
And thank you. I did put one together.
That was funny, yes.
But now I got to figure out exactly what I would do, which, by the way, like, offshoot of that, I don't know why lately I feel, and this is, like, going to take a real left turn.
Wait, before you go on the left turn, I have one for you.
Yes.
Show me your favorite celebrity without telling me who your favorite celebrity is, and, like, Oprah's everywhere in your house.
Oh!
Show me you're obsessed with a celebrity without saying you're obsessed with a celebrity.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that would work. That.
Okay, anyway, proceed.
To the left turn.
To go left, now that we've finished
that. I'm just writing that down. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to do that one later. Because I feel like with TikTok, when I look on there, I always just feel like not creative because the amount of work that people put into videos, I'm like.
And just the creativity of some people.
Yes.
I'm just like, thank you for entertaining me right now.
Seriously. But I was thinking about TikTok, because this weekend we had some downtime when we weren't doing much at the house and I was looking at TikTok and I was like, I should post something on TikTok or do something. I'm like, okay, so what's interesting to me? Oh, and this also is around because I bought some podcast equipment for the house for Chateau Oprah to do, but I don't know exactly what my podcast would be about. And so I've been like brainstorming now for 2 weeks. Like literally I have this journal that I've been sort of brainstorming, like what are some ideas I have for a podcast?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then like I had this freak out this weekend where I was like, have I changed and I don't know myself anymore? Like, what are my interests and what do I like and what do I have to say and, like, what do I want to talk about? Mm. And then I had this, like, whole major freak out where I was like, do I not know who I am anymore? Like, who is Miguel Fuller? What is he interested in? What does he stand for? What does he want to say? What does he want to talk about?
Jesus!
I was like, okay, I need to stop. I need to, like, walk away for a little bit.
Wait, I'm confused. What triggered this avalanche of who am I?
I think because I've been trying to figure out what sort of podcast I want to do on my own. And I know that, you know, like for our radio show and for this podcast, I would put this under the like pop culture general interest. Like we talk about our lives. We talk about things that are trending in the media.
Mm-hmm.
But like we have our base audience of you that listen on the radio. And like you found us on the 101.5 signal and then you're like, ooh, I like what they talk about. I'll listen to their other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're doing a podcast on your own outside of the radio show, you have to, the most successful podcasts have like a niche market.
Yeah.
Unless you are famous. Like if you're like a Joe Rogan.
You can talk about anything.
You can talk about anything. It's like a radio show. You can have a person to talk about conspiracy theories and you can have someone talk about financial issues. But, you know, outside of Tampa Bay, like, no one knows who the hell I am. And so it needs to be, like, a niche thing. But then I'm like, I don't know what I could talk about and do. And so then it led me down this path, the fact that I haven't been able to figure it out over the past 2 weeks and that I keep coming up blank on figuring out what it is I want to talk about. And so that's what led me down that, like,
what do you have on your journal so far? Like, because obviously you're passionate about things, but it's just kind of like, what are your new passions?
Well, and that's the thing is, like, my passion is politics, but I am not a politico. I'm not a, you know, I'm not a policy wonk. I can't sit here and, like, talk and be like, here's my thoughts on politics. Like,
well, I think, like, a majority of people with podcasts, like, they don't know, like, they're doing their own research the week before. Like, they're not the professionals in it. But I think if you had your niche, if you're interested in it, why don't you bring people that are actually in it into your fold? Because it's like, if you already have the connections, because you do, or at least you could start even building upon it, like, you're interested in talking about it. You don't necessarily have to be the expert for it. You're like the general person that could talk about it while you bring in an expert that's actually the person you want to talk to specifically for this whatever political thing. But again, a majority of them aren't experts. They're just the ones that are getting on there and talking. And that's kind of the problem with, like, a lot of things we see on the internet, because people just kind of talk out their butts.
Right.
And they don't know what they're talking about. But that wouldn't be yours. But I'm saying, it's like, I don't think you need to worry about being an expert as much as, you know, just know what you're talking about in that specific episode. That's, well, my thought.
And I think, too, because when you work in radio, you have to be the jack of all trades. And so it's like, you know a lot of things, but you don't know anything, like, in depth.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I can have a conversation with anybody and I can dance around and you know, figure my way out through a very surface level conversation about anything.
Yeah.
Because that's what the radio, that's what we do on our show. You know, when Holly does Trending in Tampa Bay, I can't sit here and, like, deeply tell you about, you know, relationships from a psychological standpoint of view, because I'm not a psychologist or whatever the case may be. You know, we make brief comments for, you know, 2 minutes and then we move on to the next topic. So going in depth. And so then it just makes me like, well, what is it that I do know? And so, but that's an interesting thing.
But it's like, you are a good interviewer. Like, I think that would be this, that would be your niche. If, like, this, say, like, this was the one thing that played out. It's like, you know, like, that is a great skill that you hold. People are turning to you to be like, okay, the open door person. Okay, like, they want to learn more. You're a trusty person. They're going to go to you because they've already gone to you for years, or they're finding you and see you're authentic. And then you're guiding them to the people that they want to hear. Mm. Instead of just some, you know, Joe Schmo that's like, I started a podcast and I don't really know how to interview, but I'm just going to get people on and not get the questions that the people really want to hear, or not know how to get the people involved with the entire interview. I don't know. I think it would be something you would be able to be that. What is it, the door holder? I don't know, the key holder, that person. What is it called? It's like the
gatekeeper.
The gatekeeper to bring the people to the experts, pretty much. You're like the middleman.
Sort of like asking the questions that people are thinking.
Yeah, because you're still passionate about it. It's just, right, you know, once the conversation gets going, you would be able to guide it in a way that people are actually finding interesting, because they're so, like, that's... So many people are put in positions right now where they're the ones interviewing, but they've just never been taught how to properly interview. And it kind of goes nowhere, and you never get the actual answers that you want to hear because, right, they're not guiding it the right way. That could be something if it was political. And it's like, okay, you're not the expert in politics, but let me bring you to the experts and get the actual information that we all are wanting to hear.
Right. Just, I like that. I have some ideas forming as you were saying that. It's interesting because I just feel like, being 35 now, I can feel that I'm changing. And it's like weird when you're in the metamorphosis and you can feel it happening. And it's like, but you can't put your finger on exactly how it is you are changing. And you're just trying to, like, understand it. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to be, like, smack dab in the middle of knowing that your interest in, like, things that hold your attention, it's completely changing from what it used to be. Like, I've just been watching, like, I cannot stop watching, like, historical dramas and political documentaries. I just find all of that so freaking fascinating. And it's like, I just want to know more and I want to hear more. And I'm just like, I just want to, like, dive into all this information and understand how we got to this point when it comes to politics and stuff like that. So, It's really interesting.
Mm. Okay.
How are you, Holly?
What?
How are you?
I'm good.
You seem like you're just like, hey.
Sorry, I'm in a quiet mood today.
I got that sense when you walked in today.
There's nothing wrong per se. I'm just kind of like low key. Like, I don't have I don't have a lot, which is bad for a radio personality.
I know. When we did our first break this morning, and I was like, how was your weekend? And you're like, it was good.
Like, I was just, like,
anything happened? Look on a
Bucks game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't, and I wish I could figure this one out. Like, I wish I could tell you, like, a specific reason why I got nothing.
That's fine.
I don't know. Like, I just, I don't know. Maybe it'll come to me as we continue on this podcast. But I just, okay. So the one thing I will talk about is that, like, I couldn't relax for the first, because it was like a long weekend for me and I wasn't going to have Maya. So I was like, yay, me time.
Yeah, it was supposed to be.
Not the first time this has happened where I get super pumped about like me time weekend and then I can't enjoy it. And it sucks because I'm like, I'm in it. Have more fun. And it's
fun.
Like,
that stresses you out more.
I don't know. I like all day, like the rest of Friday, I got very drunk on Friday. Shouldn't have done that. I was super hungover Saturday morning. And like I had some plans that didn't get done because I was hungover. And we did get to go to Busch Gardens, which I wanted to do. But it was like I couldn't ever really enjoy myself because I was thinking about Maya. And then I was thinking about like everything under the sun. I was like my mom and like politics and like the state of the world. And it was just like a lot. Then literally yesterday, Monday, I woke up in a good mood. I had a good Sunday, and I was doing pretty well. And then this morning when I woke up, I was just like, for some reason, when I woke up, I was like, oh, God, I have to get out of bed and, like, do this day. You know what? Maybe it's PMS. I don't know.
Could be. I mean, I find that for myself sometimes when, you know, your job is to come in and to perform every day. Yeah. And sometimes you don't want to put on the performance hat. And so you're sort of like, remember that viral video of the Asian girl like crying on stage as she had to dance in that costume? And then she's just like, I'm going to cry.
The show must go on.
But I'm going to still get through it. Like sometimes I feel like that on the inside. And it's like as soon as we're done and I walk out of the building, I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to do anything. I'm going to just sit in silence for the rest of the day. And I am done. I'm done.
That's kind of, I just feel like a silent type of thing today. For some reason, I just go, like, I feel like I'm inside the shell. I don't know why. I always feel like it's like I sort of have two separate lives, which is better than the three lives I felt that I had at this time last year. But there's like two lives where I have like this public life that is like includes this and this. And then there's like my personal life that's like separate and I don't like that it's separate and it feels like a job. Like it feels like I have to put on two separate hats and it's frustrating.
Right.
So I don't know. It's I'm just in a weird spot. That's all.
Understandable. I do think that in the pandemic and, you know, we're reaching that sort of fatigue level right now.
Yes.
In a especially if you don't live in Florida where you're on super lockdown. Like, we're lucky that lucky slash unlucky, I guess, how you look at
pick
it.
Your poison, yeah.
Right? That we get to do stuff in a certain capacity.
You have the option.
I haven't seen numbers, though. Like, I mean, has Florida completely collapsed and is, like, the worst state in the world? Or are we managing?
No. I honestly don't know. I know that from what the podcast that I do listen to about it, California is in a really, really tough spot right now. Like, their hospitals are filling up.
I saw that about California, but they're also on, like, different layers of lockdown.
Right, they are. They're, like, on super lockdown over there. So it's different. I haven't heard how Florida's doing. I'm assuming we're not horrible.
I would assume we would hear worse being in it.
Right.
If it was, like, tragic.
Right, but I think a lot of the news is just about the vaccines now and, like, how it's being rolled out, and especially, you know, right now we're recording this podcast on Tuesday and then the inauguration of Joe Biden is tomorrow. And so then he's on this 100 million in 100 days campaign that he's going to kick off tomorrow to get shots in people's arms.
Lofty goals.
With Dr. Fauci said he thinks it's completely doable. It's just that at the federal level, how it's been, it's just like the vaccine and then figured out at the state level,
and our state level's not figuring it out.
No. And so Joe Biden is like, all right, well, we're going to help. We're going to use the, defense something. I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically where the government can tell big manufacturer, hey, can we take over your factory to help produce some of the vaccine for a little bit? And so they're really going the extra mile to help with the rollout of this, to get 100 million people with the shots in their arms in the first 100 days. And so from what I've been hearing, by summertime, we should be in a good spot to where we should see some restrictions being lifted, and that I think I heard Dr. Fauci say that, like, we should be able to have a good summer. So we're keeping our fingers crossed from that. But I do think, though, that we're in this fatigue from dealing in the pandemic, because I feel like last week, I think I, like, I left the radio station and I wanted to do something. And I don't remember what it was, but I was just like, I can't fucking do anything. Like, I can't go anywhere. I can't do what I want to do and what could be done, because we're living in this pandemic right now. And it's just like this frustration that so many people are feeling. And especially if you've like lost a bunch of stuff because of it, it's like you're doubly frustrated. So it's just a melancholy time, I feel like, for a lot of people.
Good word. Good word.
Scott, what about you?
With what, life?
Yeah.
I'm okay. I mean, I've been, how did I describe last week when I was writing it in my journal? It's just, I'm so busy right now that I'm so grateful for all the opportunities, but I feel like I'm just scrambling in my life because, funny little thing, I ordered a calendar, like, in the beginning of the year. Like, maybe even December. I don't know. I like the big-ass calendars. And it is, I don't know why it's taken so long, but it still hasn't gotten here yet. It's supposed to, I think today is the day, to be honest. I think I got an email. Tuesday's the day. But without it, I feel so freaking lost because I have things on my phone, but I'm like, okay, I'm trying to balance, you know, doing the show. Now I'm doing middays for Hot 101.5 as a fill-in until any other news comes in. And then I'm supposed to be doing trivia nights, like, you know, a couple of nights. And then I'm also doing basketball games a couple of the nights. And then I'm also trying to just be social and be a yes person and just go out and do stuff and try to make plans with people and just go through and just say, yeah, I'm doing that.
Oh, no. Is that why you said yes to my plan?
Well, actually, part of it, here's the thing with, like, the yes thing, and I keep trying to explain this to people. It's like, I'm only saying yes to things I want to do, but a
lot
of
not, like, stuff that you're forcing yourself
to do. Yeah, no, I'm not forcing myself to do anything. I'm putting myself in positions to be like, yeah, you know, typically I get too much in my head. Like, let's say, like, tonight, somebody asked me if they wanted to do dinner tonight, and I was like, my first initial reaction would be, it's Tuesday, I'm going to be tired for Wednesday, I can't do it. Nope, nope. But I'm like, F that, man. I'm 24. Like, I want to go do stuff and, like, live life right now, especially while I can, because I have weird, realistic thoughts. In, like, 10 years, I probably won't be able to do that. So let me go ahead and say yes to it now. Mm-hmm. And, like, when you invited me, Holly, I was like, in my head, I was like, okay, it's going to be Sunday. And then I start thinking that I have so many things to do. I'm like, no, bitch. Like, you could do it. Yes, say yes. And then that's why I'm just, yes.
Okay. And I asked Scott to go with me to this comedy thing on a Sunday.
Yeah. And I was like, wait. Heck yeah, it's my year of yes.
I was like, I made sure that the message was padded with enough excuses, like, to let him say no. Because I was like, hey, so there's this thing. You don't have to, like, if you don't want to, that's totally fine. It's okay if you don't. Just say no. It's okay. No is okay. But do you want to go anyway?
Yeah, and that's what, like, my whole thing is that my first initial reaction is like, ooh, do I have too much? And I was like,
wait. That's like, it's a Sunday.
But it's so cool right now realizing and doing things and seeing that it's like, wait. It's a lot more fun when you just kind of do it and you go for it. You don't think too much about it. And I, over the weekend, I've been just saying yes to just hanging out with people and just not caring if I'm welcome or not. Because a big problem with me is I always feel like I'm intruding. And so if you don't, like, fully invite me, I'm probably going to back out and be like, ah, no, I'm probably not fully wanted there. You kind of just give me the pity invite or something like
What's like a pity invite? Like, what would make you feel like you are half invited?
Okay, a good example, like, this past weekend is I have a friend, and she was like, okay, I'm at a bachelorette party over by the beach, and we're supposed to hang out that night, but she was like, okay, like, I'm going to go back to this. Do you want to come? My first thought would be like, hell no. Like, I wasn't initially invited to this party, and it's a bachelorette party. I would hate to step on toes. But F that. I was like, I'm just going to go. I'll suffer the consequences later, but, you know, I feel like I'm reinstalling my confidence in myself to be like, wait, one, it's no big deal. Like, if they really don't want me there, they'll tell me.
They wouldn't said it at all.
Exactly. The second thought was like, I'm a fun person. It's not like I'm going to bring down the party. I'm going to live it up and have a great time and hopefully be that little energizer bunny so everyone can have a great time. And it's just been a cool thing to see myself slowly getting better about not caring if my initial thoughts of being an intruder are getting in the way. It's a weird thing, but, you know, I remember y'all talking about, you know, as soon as everything was happening in my life, like this was going to become my year of yes, year of yes. And I didn't realize that Year of Yes is actually a book from Shonda Rhimes.
Yeah. And
I'm like almost done with it, and it's phenomenal to realize that it's like these things that we want to do and finally just giving ourselves permission to do it. And that's what I'm allowing myself to do. Like, I'm saying yes to new job opportunities. I'm saying yes to just random hangouts and meeting new people. Like, that's something I'm really pushing on myself, especially in this upcoming years, like going on dates with people and being like, sure, why not? We'll go on a date. If it doesn't work, great. If it does, awesome. But I don't want to think too much about it. I kind of just want to go with it and just have experiences, because the further back, I guess, fear is I don't want to become 80 years old and be like, I don't have any experiences. I didn't allow myself to live. And so now I'm just pretty much doing everything as much as I can. Miguel, I live with you. You probably noticed, like, I'm out of the house way more now than I probably have ever been.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been awesome. It really has.
It makes me feel like a piece of shit sometimes, because I'm like, oh my God, I'm just sitting at home again and taking in a whole nother series on Netflix that I've watched in one night.
But you're in a different path in your life right now than Scott is.
No, it's true. It's true. It's just, once again, that transition of life. You are 24 and you're like, ooh, I'm going out. And that has always been me. Not during the week. I've always been very strict about making sure that I'm properly rested to do the show, because I am no good to anybody if I'm like super, super tired.
Oof.
But when I see you go and I'm like, ah, well, we're just sitting here in our pajamas with our two plates of food on the dining room table or on the coffee table watching a show on Netflix. And you're like, all right, I got my hair coiffed and got my shirt tucked in. I'm ready to go out. And you're like,
you're seeing it. Like, you're actually physically seeing the difference.
But it's so funny, though, because I feel like it was literally switched just a couple months ago. And I'm not, like, I haven't been doing it a while. But, you know, usually it would be the other way around, where it's like I would see you, Miguel, and your fiance Abe going out or going out to see friends and everything like that. And I'm like, why the hell am I up in my room, like, doing nothing?
Right.
And it's like the thought of that still kind of, like, is getting to me, because my initial want is to be like, whoo, I could sit in my room and read and relax for a second. But I'm like, wait, no, I got plenty of time to do that. Like, I can come back and do that. Like, go out and do stuff. And I really do. I've been thinking about making like a vlog or a podcast or some kind of documentation of being like, you know what? What would happen if I went out, you know, and just wrote down a list, like 100 things, or took recommendations, like random adventures you could do. Maybe it could be local, and just knocking them off the list and just going for it and just trying new things. Because that's my biggest thing I want to do right now, is like, I just want to try everything. Right. I want to go for it. I want to learn if I actually like it or not, because I think it was, you know, either a podcast ago or maybe two. And I was like, you know, I just want to make sure that I'm getting enough experiences and just trying as many things as possible while I have this time. So I'm just looking for those things to do. But
now, I don't want to gloss over what you just said, because I hear the words that are coming out of your mouth. Have you been going out on dates? Because you said you included going out, hanging out, and dates and saying yes to everything. Is this something that are we not delving into? Or are we?
I don't think it's anything to really delve into. I think it's, you know, fair to say, like, yeah, I've gone on like some dates. I've met new people. I'll phrase it like that. I've definitely met new people, and I've allowed myself to meet new people, which has been cool.
Women? Like,
women, yeah. I'm trying to think if I've met any men yet.
I mean, because I feel like you said I was a good interviewer, so just know that now you're getting the Miguel Fuller interview, because I hear the words that you choose to use, and so I'm just wanting to be very specific here on what you're saying.
I'm giving new opportunities chances. I am going and meeting new people, yes. I have met new people. I have just kind of, you know, put my toes in the water and just...
He going out on dates with the women's.
Okay.
Okay, let's this is too much now. He going out on the dates.
I did cartwheels around the restaurant, and a girl just happened to be inside the restaurant.
Well, I'm given the opportunity to just meet new people. And like that, it comes right down from, you know, what I just talked about, is just allowing myself to do that. Because another part of it is just, again, it goes back to like, I don't want to look back and be like, Scott, why didn't you like just do stuff? It's okay. Like, go on a date. It's okay. Like, I don't know. I think I have a fear of wasting time. That's a big thing of mine. And so right now, I don't know, with so much that has happened in my life. Let me take a step back. And, you know, when everything happened, when my mom passed away, and then, you know, recently my grandma passed away, and then, you know, my relationship ended. I think a lot of people's first, like, response to that for me was they thought, like, maybe I would, like, completely change, or the way I go about life changes. And I think it's, you know, the biggest thing I try to emphasize to people, it's like, if anything, it opened my eyes to how quick everything could happen. And so now I live with this whole thought of, like, you know what? I don't want to waste time being, you know, mopey or slowed down because I feel like the world needs to see me as, like, taking my time. Like, I just want to live, and I want to see where that gets me. And I'm not trying to just hold myself back, honestly, because the root of it all is I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, so let me focus on today. And maybe to some people, maybe it sounds too quick that I'm going on dates already or I'm meeting new people. But for me, it's more so like I don't want to look back and be like, why didn't you? Like, you have this one shot. Go ahead and just do what you can with the time that you have. That's my view on it. And that's where, you know, all these things are coming from.
Well, and I feel like, too, those experiences when you go on those sort of dates and hangouts, you sort of start to get a new sense of who you are mm-hmm. and how
exactly.
you've changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
that's,
so
yeah.
I don't think that it's too soon. I mean, if you came in here and said, well, I'm in a relationship, I'd be like, okay, well, that's too soon.
Yeah. That's the difference, though. Like, mm-hmm. in the process of dating, you do learn about yourself.
Yeah.
And as long as you're doing so responsibly, which it seems like you are, what is the issue? Now, yes, I do think it would be too soon to just jump back into, like, a full-blown relationship yeah. because you didn't give yourself the chance to get to know yourself like right. you're doing now.
And that's the point that I wanted to make earlier. I lost my train of thought, but it's like I wanted to start rediscovering who I was. And mm-hmm. I realized that, you know, with everything that's happened in the past couple months, like a big part of me is like, wait, what, who am I? And it kind of is like what you're talking about, Miguel. It's like, what are my passions still? Like, what do I still like to do? What do I not like to do anymore? What are things that I've done in the past that I'm like, wait, I'm good without that? And also, you know, for myself, but also, you know, one day my future person, like, what are the characteristics that I like? What do I not like? What do I want? What do I not want? And just being, you know, allowing myself to just experience it all, because I realize that it's, you know, there's a lot of things right now that I don't know about myself, which is cool. Also scary, but it's, you know, it's fun to realize that it's like, let me just try a bunch of stuff and slowly find out what I like.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I feel like, too, as you get older, I mean, we all have to keep continually figuring out who it is that we are. And I feel like all of us after, and I don't think there's ever going to be a day that we're going to be like, all right, COVID is officially over. I just feel like as we start to ease restrictions and you start to be able to do more things, and maybe you haven't seen family or friends and you're able to do the things that you once could do or do new things.
Yeah.
We're all going to be a little bit changed from going through this whole pandemic with racial injustice and siege at the Capitol and everything that we've experienced over the past year. And it'll probably be a year and a half, two yeah. years, that when we finally come out of this. And I think we're all going to have to do sort of an inward look, inward dive on ourselves and see what is important to us. What is it that we want out of life?
That's the key right there.
Because when we have found that, you know, if you have gotten or known someone that's passed away from COVID-19 or you got it, it's like you appreciate these things more than you did before. Like after my knee injury, when I literally could not get up the freaking stairs to just sleep in my own bed.
Right.
Like when I walk down the stairs every morning, I'm like, I can walk. Look at me. I can dance. I can do stuff on my knee again. And it really makes you take into appreciation just the little things. And so all of us in the entire world have experienced that with this pandemic. So we're going to be able to look up and be like, what is it that we want to do? Mm-hmm. What is it that we want to get out of life? Is it going on vacation more? Is it changing careers and doing something that means more to you? That's something that we're all going to have to examine after all this is over with.
Yeah. So. I think people are doing that now.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, we're done for the day.
Okay.
Scott, do you have any, or what's your social media?
@ Scott Tavlin, @ScottTavlin.
Holly?
Sorry I didn't have more today. I'll be more chatty next time. Radio Holly on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Miguel Fuller, MIGUELFULLER. You can find me on all the social media networks. And make sure to leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. You can listen on Spotify. And if you want a Miguel and Holly sticker for being a part of the Platypus Posse,
hey,
all you got to do is just shoot me an email, miguel@hot1015tampabay.com. And we will see you tomorrow.
Catch up with the previous episodes of the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast from Hot 101.5.
Just hit up the Hot 101.5 app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Search Miguel and Holly Uncensored.